the rest of the story. Loyalty is the name of the game in the underworld. In the mob, a good fella can call himself a bad fella, but nobody in the organization's going to believe him until he proves his loyalty. Some 30 years ago, there was a hitman whose loyalty the Godfather wanted tested. Now, rarely is a mere button man considered upwardly mobile among the mobsters, but this particular one had a future if he wanted it, and if he were willing to pay the price. If he were willing to prove himself loyal to the family. So the big boss thought about it, about all of the ways to determine this hoodlum's devotion, and he decided upon an especially nasty one. You see, this fellow's own brother-in-law, his sister's husband, had misbehaved, had displeased the Godfather. So the button man must push the button on his own brother-in-law. And the order came down. And this is the rest of the story. We're always tempted to explain violent behavior in the context of an abusive childhood, and often we can. This particular mobster had been, indeed, an abused child, and the abuser was a brutal stepfather. One day the boy left home. He may have been thrown out, in fact, but with it he left behind the bitter poverty into which he had been born. At 19, he joined a gang and began his rapid descent into the underworld. It's not easy to gather information regarding somebody like this. If you want to be sure that your information is authentic, especially in the early stages of a criminal career, and yet, from everything we've been able to assemble, it appears that he was immediately accepted and trusted, but only to a point. Beyond that point, well, you've already heard what the organization required of him, the murder of his own brother-in-law. Apparently, he did not even have any second thoughts about it. He just ordered to make the hit, made the hit. And it was the first of many. But thereafter, nobody in the mob ever doubted his loyalty or his capacity for cruelty. I'm going to interrupt myself just for a moment. As you may have guessed, the man who did the killing would one day order it done. He would come up through the ranks of the organization, climb all the way to the top. I think you would be further interested to know that his favorite motion picture, the one that he views privately over and over and over again, is The Godfather. He loves to watch the movie The Godfather. He relates strongly to the character of Don Vito Corleone, the poor boy who made good by making bad, and who remembered his friends, but who also remembered his enemies. Mario Puzo, the author of The Godfather, once observed that in this world there comes a time when the most humble of men, if he keeps his eyes open, can take his revenge on the most powerful. Can take his revenge on the most powerful. I think we should all remember that, particularly in the hours to come. For you see, the mob assassin who once killed a member of his own family to get ahead is still willing to kill to get ahead. For the young gunsel who started as an underworld assassin is Iraq's Saddam Hussein. And now you know the rest of the story.